Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
Hello, friend. I am sure we agree. The crucifixion of Jesus was a sad time for his disciples, his family, and his friends. The death of our loved ones is always a sad time. We miss them. To me, it is always a source of encouragement to read how Jesus knew he would rise from the dead. He comforted his disciples and us with these words, "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also." That's John 14:19. Oh, the resurrection is always an encouraging topic. I wish to speak with you about the reality of the resurrection when Jesus arose from the dead. So open your Bible to Matthew 28:1-10. That's Matthew 28:1-10. And now let's pray. O God, marvelous is thy plan to send thine only beloved Son Jesus to become the sacrifice for our sins, and then to raise him from the dead and give him glory. O God, I pray as I speak about this, let the Holy Spirit minister to us, my friend and me, for the honor and glory of Jesus. I pray in his name. Amen. When God worked out his plan to bring us hope and peace, he sent his Son into the world. His Son lived a holy life as a man and died on the cross, shedding his blood for our salvation. In that way, God can now forgive our sins. Because God said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, that means no forgiveness of sin. So when Jesus shed his blood on the cross for our sins, God can now forgive us when we believe on Jesus. After Jesus died on the cross, he was buried by Joseph of Arimathea in his own rock-hewn tomb. But he arose from the dead 3 days later, so that now he is alive. There is no doubt about it. No one else has risen from the dead like Jesus did. When he was here living among men, he raised several people from the dead, but nobody arose like Jesus did. His resurrection is a fact of history. We can read about it. We can study it. Those in his time knew it to be true. They had no doubt or question about it. They knew that he arose from the dead. It seems like certain men in the last several hundred years have spread doubts about the resurrection of Jesus. The reality of the resurrection, however, is the foundation of saving faith. The Bible records his resurrection just like it was in Matthew 28:1-10. That's Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Follow and listen as I read. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear ye not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring the disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail, And they came and held him by the feet, and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go, tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. From these verses I set forth the unmistakable evidences of the reality of the resurrection. Listen. The open tomb is a physical evidence of the reality of Christ's resurrection. Notice how it all came about. The Bible tells us there was a great earthquake. It was a great earthquake. And the angel of the Lord came down and rolled away the stone. We remember when Joseph of Arimathea put the body of Jesus into the tomb. The Bible tells us in Matthew 27:60 that he rolled a large stone across the door of the tomb. Now there came an earthquake, and the angel of the Lord came down and rolled away the stone. The tomb was opened. Look how the Bible describes that angel. His face, his appearance, was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. The guards that were standing there were seized with fear and became like dead men. So the first evidence is the open tomb, physical evidence to the women who came. The tomb was opened by the act of the angel. For when the angel came down, there was a great earthquake. The angel's message was the audible evidence that Jesus' resurrection is real. Listen to what the angel said. I know whom you are seeking. The angel identified that one by describing the one they were seeking. He said, I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. There could be no question then what they were doing there. They had come to see Jesus. They had come to find him. They were seeking for Jesus. Then the angel said, He is not here. Jesus is not here. He is risen as he said. Even the elders and the chief priests, when they came to Pilate, knew what Jesus had said. After 3 days, I will rise. Now the angel is bearing witness to that saying. Come and see where he lay. He is risen as he said. Here. You can see where he was, but he is not here now. Then he said, Go quickly. Tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. The angel's message is the second evidence of the reality of the resurrection. Some angels lie. Evil angels do. They tell the untruth, but angels from heaven do not lie. The Bible tells us in this text that this was an angel of the Lord that descended from heaven. So what that angel said is true. The second evidence then is the angel's message. It was the audible evidence. The Savior's greeting was a joyful evidence of the reality of his resurrection. So the women went away quickly, having heard the angel's message. They departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy to tell the disciples what they had learned. As they were going, Jesus met them and greeted them. He greeted them in Greek, Kerete, translated into English, it means Rejoice, hail, wonderful, be glad, don't be afraid. He greeted them, and they worshipped him. The Bible tells us they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. The Savior's greeting must have been a joyous time for those women. Then he said something else to them. Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. The Savior's greeting is evidence of the reality of the resurrection. Those women saw him. They felt him. They held him by the feet. They heard him speak, and they worshipped him. Now that is pretty strong evidence. The Savior was there with his greeting. My friend, these evidences should settle for us the reality of the resurrection now and forever. The open tomb, the angel's message, the Savior's greeting. Yes, friend, he is alive. Praise God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, what a joy to know the grave could not hold Jesus. When that angel came down and rolled back the stone, the tomb was open. The angel's message to the women and the Savior's greeting made the resurrection real. We need never doubt that Jesus arose from the dead. Father, I pray that faith may leap up knowing that Jesus is alive. I ask this in his precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that inspiring message. My friend, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we have hope for the future. Of all the world's major religions, every founder of those religions is dead. You can visit their gravesites. Their bodies have decayed and returned to dust. But Jesus lives. The grave where they laid his body is empty. Jesus Christ is in a class by himself. He alone lives on forever. Hallelujah. Friend, have you experienced the reality of the resurrection in your life? Is Jesus Christ real to you? Well, I hope and pray you can answer yes to that question. But if Jesus is not real to you, he can become real if you'll let him. You see, Jesus wants you to know him in a personal way. Now maybe you think, but he wouldn't want me. I've been too bad, too sinful. But that's not true, my friend. He wants to forgive you of your sin, no matter how great. And then he wants to bring you into a relationship of joy and peace with him. He wants to bring meaning and purpose and wholeness to your life. And friend, if there's any way we can assist you in finding that peace and joy, that meaning and purpose and wholeness that Jesus wants to give, we'd be so glad to help you. You can write to us at Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and contact us by email. We do look forward to hearing from you. And when you write, ask for a printed copy of today's program, The Reality of the Resurrection. We'll gladly send a copy to you, and then you can read and meditate on this truth more deeply. Ask for The Reality of the Resurrection. Once again, the mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And our web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. And don't forget to ask for your copy of today's program, The Reality of the Resurrection. Now, I invite you to join me next week as we return with a message from God's Holy Word. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.